With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Investigators are sifting through the wreckage after a Pennsylvania nursing home explosion killed two people and injured 20.
Bristol Township Fire Chief Kevin DiPolito.
Till we excavate that area and remove the walls and roofs that collapsed, we won't have any idea what may have occurred in there.
Police Chief Charles Winnick says an employee and a resident at the Bristol Health and Rehab Center were killed, both women, and that rescuers did their best.
I've never seen such heroism. They were running into a building that I could, from 50 feet away, can still smell gas and walls that looked like they were going to fall down.
Authorities say a utility crew was on site responding to reports of a gas odor when the explosion occurred. I'm Julie Walker.
A New York holiday tradition is still going strong.
Hundreds gathered in New York City to ice skate at a rink inside of one of the city's most iconic parks. New York City resident Tina Goody took her grandchildren to Bryant Park's 1,700-square-foot ice skating rink to celebrate Christmas.
And it's just Christmassy. This is what you do with Christmas time with your children.
12-year-old Emma O'Leary is visiting New York with her family for the holidays. The Ireland native said skating at the park made her feel magical.
And it's really like magical to be here because I've seen all these type of movies.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
France, Germany, the European Union, and the United Kingdom are hitting out at a U.S. decision to impose travel bans on five Europeans the Trump administration accuses of pressuring tech firms to censor or suppress American views. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 288 points, the NASDAQ Composite Index rose by 51, with the S&P 500 advancing by 22 points. This is SRN News. Moms taking the lead in children's spiritual formation.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 39% of mothers in this country say they are leading their kids' religious upbringing, compared to just 17% of fathers who say they are taking on that job. The rest of the moms and dads who responded to the poll say they're sharing the task of teaching their youngsters about their faith. Other surveys indicate the kids who are introduced to religion early tend to stick with it later in life. Michael Harrington reporting.
Americans love Christmas, but that wasn't always the case. In the 1500s, Christmas was associated with rowdy street celebrations and drinking in Europe. And for many Christians, it was not in good standing as a holiday. The Puritans were especially suspicious of Christmas, but that changed in 19th century America as the holiday became the one most people understand today, centered on faith, family, and home. This is SRN News. A mixed report this week on home mortgage rates. Bob Agnew reports.
The average rate on a 30-year U.S. mortgage ticked down modestly this week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average long-term mortgage rate fell to 6.18%. That was down from 6.21 last week. But rates were higher for the 15-year fixed-rate loan, the one popular with those who refinance, at 5.50%. It was up from 5.47 last week. Bob Agnew reports.
Delaware authorities have identified a state trooper who was shot to death at a DMV on Wednesday. 34-year-old Corporal Matthew Ty Snook was working overtime near Wilmington on Tuesday when he was shot by a gunman. Authorities say Snook pushed an employee to safety before being shot again. He died later at a hospital, as did the gunman. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.